Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Can't hear you, Red. The call dropped. Okay. So much for modern technology. What up, everybody? This is Brother B. How y'all doing? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guess Big Red will. Oh, wait a minute. It's calling back in now.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, you can hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Your call dropping. Where are you at? You stand,
yes,
you standing
okay.
On the moon?
I'm sorry. Huh?
Where you at? You on the moon? Or something?
Yeah, kind
of. Are you on the moon? Oh,
yeah,
kind of?
On the moon or on the moon?
On the moon.
No, I'm on the moon, M-O-O-N.
Oh, okay, get the hell off the moon. What you doing there?
I'm off it now, I'm good.
And what other side of the moon look like? Did you find any Transformers?
No, I found some, I actually did some Decepticons.
Oh, are they building a secret plant?
Yes, that's what they're doing. But I'm back now.
Well, tell Megatron I said hi.
I will. I'll
tell Megatron I said hello. No doubt. What up? Wait, 3569. Hello?
Hey, it's Lady T. How y'all doing?
Oh, what up, Lady T?
Hey, Lady T.
What's up? All right, so allow us to reintroduce ourselves. What up, y'all? It is Big Red, Brother B, and the Lady T is in the house.
Hey.
And it's The Menu. The Menu. What up, y'all, on Blog Talk Radio? What up? Hope everyone is doing well. Yeah. Hope everyone is all good. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm tired, and but I'm here. We're getting it done. Okay. We're getting it done. Tonight's topic, you know, it's something. It's something that Big Red picked. So you know, we're gonna get started. But first, Big Red, how you doing? How you doing, Red?
I'm good. I'm like I said. I'm well. I'm real good. A little
high,
but I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I know. Lady T, how are you?
I'm good. Well rested.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about how tired. I'm well rested.
Yeah, I wish. I kind of wish I took the night off, but I don't do those things too often. Cramp my style. So, but yeah. All right. So, if no one has any gripes or grievances, I guess we will start the show. Yeah, get right into it. But once again, thank you for all those that are listening. Thank you for all the support. Once again, it is Big Red, Brother B, and of course, just to say, Lady T, because she's in the house. And it is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Now, this topic tonight there may be some things that shouldn't be said and some things that should be said. Right now, I'm going to put out my disclaimer. You know, whatever Brother B says and whatever Big Red says and Lady P says, don't blame the menu for that stuff. We just here talking. All right, the menu is kind of like its own entity, even though we here and we talking still. Don't be blaming the menu for things that some of y'all can't comprehend or misinterpret. Okay, that's the disclaimer I'm going to put down. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah, that's how that's going to go. So, who want to start? Matter of fact, Randy, you want to start? It's your topic. Yeah, you set it off. Set it off,
son.
The
topic is what I said. The topic is sex-racist.
Wait, listen. Hey, don't be doing too much while you're talking, man. Listen, people. Don't be doing that. Sound like you was opening barn doors. Listen. Don't chill. Okay. Oh, that's Lady T. What's Lady T? What you doing? You taking K Dog place and you just beating on pots and pans, opening doors while, you know. Walking through doors, you know, okay. So yeah, pronounce your lingo, Big Red.
Okay, sexuationship, as in you're not in a relationship, but it's a sexual relationship. Now, to me, that's a little different than having an actual relationship, because in a relationship, you're going to see relationship things like go out, you're gonna, you know, buy somebody's birthday, Christmas, or whatever. Now, a sexuationship is just what it is, just sex. And
wait, first of all, I'm not feeling your volume right now. I'm not feeling your volume.
Huh?
You sound a little far away. Yeah, you sound like you're far away.
I'm right here. You can hear me now?
And I hear you. Yeah, you sound better now. What was you doing before? You sound like you was in a soup can.
I told you, I'm sitting right here. So now, okay, maybe it's my earpiece. Maybe it's where I have my earpiece. Okay, so.
See? You try to blame it on me. Go ahead.
Like I said, the sexuationship, that's more of, like I said, it's just sex. Now, depending on the two people that are doing the sexuationship, it depends on if it's.
Sexuating.
Huh? Yeah,
the sexuating. Yeah.
You know. Feelings can get, it can go from that to a relationship. It can go from that. And I've been in situations where it has been, you know, just sex, and then it goes from that to a relationship. So, you know, there are rules and regulations to that. Or it should be some rules and regulations to that. In terms of, like, okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, in terms of what?
Okay, in terms of just like, once again, if it's just sex, then nobody should be stalking anybody. Nobody should be stalking anybody. Shouldn't be. And
you said no one should be talking to anybody. What you mean?
No,
wait. Explain, Lucy. Explain.
No, I said stalking.
Oh, stalking. Oh, get your mouthpiece right. No, nobody should be stalking. Well,
okay. It shouldn't be nobody stalking anybody.
Okay, all right.
So,
what's the sexuationship thing? All right, listen. Like I said, I'm going to say some things. Some people may not like them. Don't get mad at me for maybe some of my observations throughout my existence within this realm. Okay? Don't get mad at me. But this is the deal. The emotional thing that happens, especially on, I have to say, the woman's side of things. You have some men out there, but let's say we'll have some males that don't want to be held accountable for basically you being all in your feelings. So, some of them are hoping that maybe you will kind of, how could I say, well, two adults and two consenting adults, you know what it is, you know what it's about. There should be no issues beyond that. But, of course, either party, someone always winds up catching feelings. Now,
right,
a lot of
exactly.
times dudes want to say it's the women, but there's times where dudes be catching feelings too. Okay, once again, it's an agreement. Stick to the script, all right? If you guys, I'm not trying to be, huh?
Not to stick to the damn script.
Well, yeah, well, a lot of people can't stick to the script. I mean, that should be rule number one. Like, stick to the script. Stick to the original agreement. Now, if you want to revise the terms of the negotiation somewhere down the line, then you can do so, but you have it has to be amicable between both parties. In other words, both parties have to agree on wanting to even negotiate new terms in the sexuationship contract agreement.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
But
then, like, what point, all right, if somebody's catching, if it's just sex or somebody's catching, if either party catch feelings,
mm-hmm.
how do you, okay, so what if you already tell that person that, listen, I told you before this is what it was, but they're not trying to hear that.
Got to come off. Let's
be realistic, though. How many agreements, legal agreements, any agreements have really stick to the script? They really don't.
Exactly.
I mean,
you
know what
that.
It is. So you want a sexuationship, then just let's have a one night stand and call it a night.
Yeah,
right.
But then you got the. But then you have it where, not to cut you off, brother B, but then you have it where it's like, listen, I want that again. I mean, you know, it was good one time, but you know what? I want that again. Because, you know, it was good the first time.
You want it again, but it's going to come at risk the second time, third time, fourth time around, because feelings are going
right.
to get caught up in it.
Unless.
I feel the same way, exactly.
Unless you have some. All right. Now, remember we had this show read a while ago about side piece thing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all right. This is a rated R / somewhat else. So don't listen.
Take it
how it is. You take it how it is, or you just change the channel or whatever you got to do. Now, listen, check this out. Once again, it's not my fault, or it's not the other person's fault. We decided to catch feelings. We both know that. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of people want to kind of look at sometimes the side piece thing like it's a bad thing, or they want to label it a bad thing. Listen, check this out here. I don't care what anybody says across the board. You do have people out there that, for the lack of a better term, want their cake and eat it too. Or some people are just indecisive. Or some people just want to have what they want to have. And that's just that.
Right.
Listen, as long as you ain't out there harming nobody, doing wrong, what you do between you and God is your business. And that's how I see it. Now, of
right.
course, you know, you're going to have individuals that, you know, catch feelings. And when we go back to the one-night stand thing, see, sometimes the one-night stand thing is... it's good, but it's not. Because you have a lot of people out there that want familiarity. They want somebody that they kind of can talk to. You know, some of them, some people are good with one night stands. But not everybody wants to be hopping from bed to bed, because sometimes you never know what bed you may be hopping into or hopping out of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's just too many situations. And not only that, you do, and I'll go there, you do have people out there that believe in positive and negative energy. And sometimes you just don't want to put yourself in that situation where you're connecting yourself with too many different vibes, too many different
right.
sets of energy. So people kind of gravitate towards that one. And, you know, somebody they can kind of find something in common with, but at the same time, it's mainly someone they can have an agreement with. Like, we agree, you agree to this, I agree to that, then we good. Now, I think when one person, if you can't negotiate, then you just have to cut ties. Simple and plain. I don't care how good.
Yeah, but then when you
cut
back,
good,
but
whatever.
Then that's where the problem comes in. But that's when the problem comes in. At
I was gonna say stalking
come
in.
You just can't. Yeah, exactly. You can't just say, okay, well, you know what? There's a problem. You know, I'm a, just, exactly. And that's when you get. That's when the stalking starts acting a certain way.
Well, first of all, rule number two for sexuationships. If this is what it is, you don't let everybody in your house. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can step on your porch. Or if you live in a building, maybe meet you by the mailbox. You don't let them into your house. Yeah, we are real.
Yeah, but how do you know not to let them into your house?
First, listen,
you don't know that yet.
Oh no. Listen, we all know. Let's cut the bullshit. We all know that there's people that you don't let them go but so far. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't, like, all right, if I walked with you on the street and said, oh, listen, can I borrow your cell phone to make a phone call? You're going to look at me like I'm hell no. But just because you and a person slept together, I mean, to be honest with you, that doesn't give you a reason to let them in to your home. See, all right, you want
to
put your...
Okay, Brother
B,
not to cut you off, but what if you didn't let them? They didn't come into your home. You guys, let's say, took it to the hotel all the time.
No, wait.
You understand what I'm saying? And now they're stalking your phone.
What I'm saying in terms of home, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about within... It's a certain point you have to keep people. Certain distance. You can't let them in emotionally. If you're letting them in physically, that's one thing. But when you start to let people in emotionally, that's when you start to have problems, because you're making a connection. Like, let's look at prostitutes. If I have to say that, they have sex all the time. They don't let people in. Look, and there's female prostitutes and there's male prostitutes. You know, listen, they don't let people in. They don't let them in at all.
They're doing it for a job.
Yeah, but they can tell themselves that shit all they want to, that they're doing it for a job. But, yo, McDonald's stay hiring. All these other little stores stay hiring. If you want to sit there and say that you selling your body to make money is what you have to do, then you full of shit.
No, I'm
because
saying they're doing it for a job. That's why they have the emotional connection isn't there. They're not letting that emotional connection in, is what I'm saying, because they're doing it because that's their job. That's what they want to do.
Right, because that's
their
a job. That's what
I'm
saying. They can't have emotions.
They're convincing themselves of
that. I feel that they can. Yeah, but some of them do. Like, if they get the right person, and that person's selling them, and just say, hey, listen, I'll take you away from this. I can get you a house. I make you a kept woman or whatever, you know, whatever it is. Then it's going to be some emotions involved in that. Cause it's like, oh, this man is going to take care of me, so I won't really have to do this.
Yeah, for them, it's kind of like it's money over penis. So I'm going for
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but real
right.
talk. But real talk. And sometimes you got to be honest with yourself. So you trying to say out of all the women. Out of all the situations out there, you're trying to tell me that a man, and 9 times out of 10, they caught up in the moment. They go all of a sudden want to do some, what was that dude's name? They want to do some pretty woman shit and take you out that life. Now, it does happen. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it happens
but
way more
times,
often than you think it do.
This is true. But, you know, somewhere along the line, and I hate to say it, somebody can always have that opportunity and say, well, I took you off the streets. I did this. I did that. And see, who wants to give someone that type of power? Who wants to give somebody those type of words to even use against them? You know what I'm saying?
You think they care about that? If you get kept, they don't care nothing about that.
Hey, listen. My thing is this. If you don't care, then, hey, that's on you. Those are not the type of people that, you know, we're referring to. What we're referring to is this whole situationships and people just, I guess, stepping out of the agreement. I mean, listen, I'm sorry. I got to call a spade, and I got to look at it a certain way. We all grown. Everybody, you know, you pick your poison. Simple and plain. If you can't handle the emotional rigmarole that goes on between you and somebody you just sleeping with, or if you just can't keep it neat, then maybe you just need to leave it alone and be in the type of space that you want to be in, which is a relationship or something like that. Don't try to front the role, because ladies, let me tell you something. There's dudes out here that they just want ass. There's some dudes out here that just want ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got other dudes out here that want more than that. See, my thing is this. I'm cut from a different cloth. I got patience. Listen, within the first 6 months to a year, listen, if me and you going to build something, me and you going to build something, I can wait. That's not a big deal. There are other dudes out there that can wait too, but yo, you got to be a little more discerning in, you know, what you pick or who you pick. And the same thing goes
right
with dudes
that.
Too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No, same
on
thing
that.
Goes with dudes too. You got to be more discerning in terms of who you're dealing with and who you pick. Because you know, it's not always about what? What's up?
No, I'm saying it's not always about somebody. You know, I'm talking about two people that meet each other, whether they meet online or meet in the street, and it's just, you know, like, yo, just like you said, he just wants some ass. That's fine. But it depends on, the female, well, I'm talking from a female perspective, it depends on how she's going to look at it, and it's like you said, women are more like on the emotional part of, you know, of that, and because you never know what kind of situation she either came out of, how her mental is.
All right, I'm
sorry.
She
might be thinking, okay, he's having sex with me every week. Wait, listen, he might be saying, oh, he's having sex with me. Every week he come over my house. Every 2 weeks he come over my house. Every, you know, day or the day he come over my house. You know, we're in a relationship. But that dude is just saying, listen, I'm just getting some ass at you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, hold on. The background noise. We got the background noise going on. Got to lower it down a little bit. Thank
I just
you.
Want to say something on what Big Red said real quick, Brother B. Because she mentioned, you know, when females come out of a relationship, sometimes that's not a good time to, like, get back into something. You might want to heal yourself a little bit, because then you find yourself in these situationships. And then you find yourself getting caught up, and you start feeling used, and then you get emotional. It happens. So take a little break, you know, heal from what you just went through, and then start dating again if that's the case.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. Exactly. But not these women these days. These chicks these days don't do that, because they jump from one dude. As soon as they get out of a relationship, they hop on or hop on the next dude, and then just like you said, you're not giving yourself time to even – find out what you want or how you want. You just jump to the next dude already because you're lonely. And that's another thing with, like, that has to do with situationships, loneliness. A lot of women do it out of loneliness.
Yeah, but then they bring that loneliness to that negative energy. So that's what you're going to run into, those kind of brothers. So.
Right, exactly. Now, if you're doing it, like I said, if you want to have sex, you want to have sex. That's fine. Everybody likes sex. That's fine. But the thing is, don't do it out of loneliness because you're lonely. Because just like you said, you're going to bring somebody in, and then you're going to get hurt, and then you're going to be with the, oh, all men ain't this and all men ain't that. No, you did that to yourself.
Yeah, this is true. K-Dog. Rock, rock. Take it away. What's up? What's going on, K-Dog? Rock.
No, what's good?
What's good?
Wait, how you going? I'm going to introduce you, and you turn around and get quiet.
This is the first.
Did he? No, he didn't cut. He didn't get cut
did
off.
Did he hang up? No.
No, I didn't see it. No, he's still on. K-Dog, are you in the bathroom and you put us on mute?
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Can you hear me now?
See, he's in the bathroom. That's
no,
right.
No, I'm just blocking on background noise. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
Man, I was listening to the show. What's up to everybody? And
Yo.
Man, well, I was listening to the show, and I just got to say this is that, you know, emotions do run high whenever there's something in the air. You see, like we're talking about sex, and who is it? Like, I was listening to, hey, how you doing, Tisha? How you doing, Big Red? Everybody. So here's what I got to say about this whole thing when it comes to sex. I mean, there are some thirsty-ass dudes out there, and I'm going to get, you know, it goes both ways, but let me start with the fellas, you know, some thirsty-ass dudes. I mean, if sex is the thing that you really want, is all that you want, then stick to whatever you know. If you into your one-night stand, stick to whatever, but guess what? At the same time you're going around spreading yourself around, emotions do build up within the female. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you go ahead and mess around with some female, and next thing you know, she's going to be blowing up your phone line and be like, damn, man, I only tapped it once. I mean, why should you call up my phone? I'm like, dude, you invited yourself into that situation. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You invited yourself into it because, you know, why mess? Okay, if you're talking to a female and you see that she's been, like, Lady T was mentioned about people being hurt, and so did Big Red. Now, you're talking to a female. If what you want is just a piece of ass, no, don't just mess around. Don't just play with just any female because, yes, some females do get emotionally attached, especially when you go ahead and mess around with her and you know her history. She's talking to you and telling you what she's been through, and he's sitting there going like this, yeah, word, all right. And then after that, then, you know, conversation, you know, you're spending time with her, and then something happened, and then all of a sudden, damn, man, why she blowing up my phone like that, man? I told her what it is that, damn,
yeah,
I ain't
dudes
serious.
Don't be thinking about that. You think dudes definitely
exactly.
Didn't listen to a whole goddamn story
mm-hmm.
and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, they listen to the story and still
ass.
Hit it.
And they
exactly.
Still hit it.
And hit it and run. And then next thing you know, listen, I'm going to say it personally. I've been through that where, but not really was hurt, but I've been through that where I was hurt by somebody, told the dude that, guess what, he's still hitting it quick. So, you know,
yep.
What?
It
ain't hurt from the people.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't hurt from me. And I'm just like, what?
Like some dude, that's what they want.
Like, let's stop.
Like, you know, I mean, the thing is, and you know, once again, it makes all men look bad when you have some dumbasses. And Brother B, you could agree with me. When you have dudes doing that, it makes us look bad because it's like, damn, all he wants is just sex. But yet, what you fail to realize since you're thinking with your other brain is that there's more to a woman than that. But then after, if that's what you're looking for, here's what you do. You go ahead to the strip clubs. There's massage parlors where they give you a damn well happy ending.
You want to pay for it? You want to pay for it? I'm thinking like, you want to pay for it?
I think mainly who's paying for sex. They can go to the strip club. They can go to the strip club and get ass from the bottle girls. Give me a break. I'll meet you afterward. But it has nothing to do with the strip clubs or not. That's the whole point. Guys run game. That's the point.
If that's what you're looking for, and there are some dudes out there that will break the bank to get that. Will be like this. Oh, word? Oh, I got to go to a strip club. So, you know what? Hey, could you meet me outside afterwards? You know, and all that. Or they
okay,
go to
Brother B and K-Dog, are y'all really going to be paying for sex from strippers? Are y'all really going to do that? Give me a break.
Yeah, like we do.
Hell no.
I go someplace else.
Exactly. That's
right,
the
listen,
point.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You go on Instagram and Facebook and get it for free.
All right.
No, they go on websites or Craigslist and get it, and you know this is the thing that
that's too dangerous. But go
All right. Let's. All right. We're gonna step off of that. Check this out. just like there's dudes out there that want to get pieced off. That listen, there's women out there. There's a lot of them.
But
you know what? A lot of them are discreet about their situation. See, the thing is, men ain't always discreet. They out there running their mouth because they want everybody to know what they got, what they did, and what they're doing.
Bragging to the boys how they knocked the boots last night.
But
you know?
Trust and believe.
There are women
trust
out there who do the same.
There's women out there getting their yikes on the regular. The whole thing ain't none of your damn business what they do.
No, but women are much more discreet. But you know what it is?
None of your business what they doing.
When a woman
getting their yipes on,
and they get stuck with a cycle.
Listen. Don't listen. Let's not elude ourselves to thinking that they ain't chicks out there with side pieces. They ain't chicks
that's
out there that's in sexuationships and they. And listen, they running it. They know how to do it. They can handle it. There's women out there that got the emotional ball, and they handling it like Jordan. They handling it like Jason Kidd. They're not playing.
They're
like, listen, son.
They're not playing.
Listen, you come here. You piece me off. You can make your own sandwich and leave.
Exactly.
Or we can meet up here. We can do this. We can do this, and you leave.
Yep. Hand of the business.
Listen. But see, that's the thing. You got to be grown, son. You got to be grown.
No, but you know what happened?
Let me tell you something. The difference with women that when women do that, that's because they've already been emotionally hurt somewhere or another, and they said, you know what? Excuse my language. Fuck this. I'm not letting this happen again. You know what? I'm going to get me a Negro. I'm going to have him come over here. Give me what I want. Just like you said, when you're on your way out, make a goddamn sandwich. Matter of fact, don't even
and
make
the
sandwich. Wait till you get to the corner store and make sandwich. Go to the corner store and get your sandwich. So that's what I'm saying. That's apathy. Dudes do it on contact. Women do it after they have been hurt. That's a difference. That's a big difference.
Because you know what it is? I'm going to tell you. And just like you have females that become emotionally attached, you'll have men who become emotionally attached. Like, what the hell? She threw me out. We just shared something. I'm like, dude, she wasn't sharing something. You were just a hit. You were just a hit.
You know what?
This
is why, listen, this generation out here, y'all don't know, a lot of them don't know shit. Y'all don't know how to play the game. Listen, what was the ultimate movie where the player got played? The player got served. Boomerang.
Oh, Fatal Attraction.
Boomerang.
Boomerang.
When Eddie Murphy got, he was the playboy. He was this or that, and he got served.
He was the man.
Perfect example. See, my thing is this. Listen, once again, it's about discretion. Well, yeah, they don't make stuff like that anymore. The thing is, not only is it about discretion, but one thing is this. You, like I said, you have to pick your poison. If you there's no purpose in you getting with a chick that can't hold her own emotionally. But you have these dudes, and some of these dudes get what they deserve when they trying to, as Lady T said, run game. Listen, let me tell you, motherfucker, I ain't got no time to run game. If we both know what this is about, there ain't no time for all of this. Listen, we meet up. We make each other sandwiches. We have brew. We have a drink. We do this. And, I'll catch you in the week or I'll catch you on the next meetup. That's business. That's how it's supposed to be. But, listen, to these other cats, some of them, she gave me so good. Oh, he ate the box. Stop it. Stop all that. Stay out your feelings.
It's not. You know what it is?
Stay out your feelings.
But then after some people can't control it.
Wait. That's not. Wait a minute. That's not feelings. That's not saying. Okay. If I'm saying, yeah, he ate. You know, he ate the box real good and he hit it real good and this, that, and other. That doesn't have to be an emotional. That could be, yo, he did his business. And you know what? I'll say that again. It's like the same white person. If he said, yo, he did it good, you know, yo, that pooch is good and this, that, and other. It doesn't have to be an emotional feeling. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. And sometimes that it can end up being like that.
Hold on,
it
but
does.
You want it again, and it could turn into an emotional feeling because the contract
was put off right then.
You get what I'm saying? So that's done.
That's what I'm saying, depending on how long. As you do, like I said, if it's once or twice, and then you just be like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to mess with that. But if it's going to be a constant thing, and once again, it doesn't have to always be, oh, that's a side piece, or she just, you know, I've got a wife or a girlfriend at home, and I'm going to mess with her. It could be just like, yo, I like the way, you know, I like the way she do it. I got other chicks that I'm messing with, but you know what? She the one that I want. That's the one I want to be tapping off.
But one, but all right, but hold on.
Yeah.
Want for what? Do you want to keep this arrangement going, or are you looking
exactly.
for something more? See, and that's
because
that's the problem. You can't step.
But that's what I'm saying.
You can't step into it looking for something more. You got to step into it looking at it for what it is, and what you're doing.
Like
some guys are
like
this.
I said, if I want to tap that, if that's somebody that I want to tap off all the time, I'm gonna tap over the other chick. I'll just talk, you know, I'll talk to them here and there or whatever, but you know what? I'm tapping her off because you know what? Her shit is what I want. That's what I want.
But listen,
it don't
to
really
this.
Happen like that one, guys.
It doesn't really happen
kind of
like that because you know what it is?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Some people, you know, you're messing around. You're going around, you're spreading yourself around, you're messing around with this woman, you're messing around with that woman, but then after, what you don't realize is this. Yes, emotions are going to happen. But yet you're sitting there talking, I tapped it last night, man. Damn, this chick keeps calling me, man. I told her not to call me. But meanwhile, you're at your main woman's house, your main woman, and you're talking about, damn, man, this chick needs to stop calling me, man. What the hell, man? Yo, she keeps calling. Dude, you started this. You started it.
Yay.
First of all, any dude that can't control his shit,
mm-hmm.
you're a punk ass.
Exactly.
Listen, don't create a situation that you can't control.
That's what I'm saying.
Because that shit, that stuff right there, what you just said, that ain't cute. That's not cool. Like, you got dudes out there thinking that it's cool to be saying, oh, this chick's sweating me. Or you got women out there looking to say the same. Listen, that's not cool.
That's not the type of situation you want to be in.
You want to be in that, then you get what you deserve. Whatever drama comes with it, you get what you deserve.
Listen, there are some cases like that where you have some women who do that, who mess around with the dude, but yet you know what the guy's been through, and you go ahead and mess around with him. You go ahead and give him some sex. You done give him enough head, and you gave him all the goodies, and guess what? He's going to get hooked like a crackhead on crack.
Whose fault is that? Is that Pookie fault for falling into the crack? That's his fault. But keep smoking the crack.
You keep smoking the crack nowadays. And you know what?
Listen,
you're gonna be
nowadays. You got functioning crackheads now. They go to work
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday and they smoke on the weekend.
You
know what I'm saying?
No, but I gotta use that metaphor because you know what? There are some dudes that they get so hooked on it, and then guess what? All of a sudden, it goes from annoying to obsessive. Like, why aren't you calling me? Hey, I've been calling you. Why aren't you picking up the damn phone? You know, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh shit, someone's getting addicted to it. Listen, look, leave it alone. She just wanted it for one time. And there has been cases where you heard of women who went ahead and done messed around with the dude who was already messed up, and that dude gets hooked and calls you and be like, yo, what's up? What's good? Can I hook up with you again? And you coming up with excuses, and that dude calls you again, and again and again, and it becomes a case of stalking, and that's when shit happens. That's why
That's when your rabbit gets boiled.
Exactly. You know, big time.
That's when the rabbit gets boiled.
You know, that's what happened.
Listen. I mean, it's funny, you know, it's cool, but like I said, me personally, is there certain things that I'd like. Once again, there's the funny and cool, and then there's business.
Right.
You can't interrupt the business of what's going on, and what pisses me off more is the fact that people got their sloppy ass business all over the place. Listen, keep your shit neat and stop fucking up the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say it again. Keep your shit neat and stop fucking up the game. If you wanna up the game, go someplace else with that. But right now, you know what I'm saying, this is why everything is being misconstrued. People are thinking one thing, another. I just saw a video the other day on Facebook where some dogs jumped in the middle of a cat fight. Listen, this is the way the world is going. It's going crazy.
Oh, yes, it is.
People are just not sticking to the script. Stick to the goddamn script, man. Stick to it. Like, yo, stop. Like, if you can't handle it emotionally, don't get involved. If you can't handle the vitamin C or the vitamin D, then you know what? Get some lotion and a sock. And ladies, stick to the B.O.B. Stick to the B.O.B. Stick to the B.O.B. If you can't handle, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. But my whole thing is, if you can't handle the emotional roller coaster of it, then stay to yourself. Don't put somebody else in your mix.
Because you know what? You're inviting trouble. That's why, listen, look, if you know that you're not serious about getting with somebody, you're going around, you're messing around with this person, you're messing around with that person, then why the hell are you going to be playing with someone's feelings?
That's the thing. If it's a situationship, we already know off the bat, we ain't trying to wake up in the morning and make pancakes for each other.
Right. Some of them
some
do. And you know what? It's all about sex. And it's not going to be about, oh, you know what? I'm really into this person. They'll play that part. I'm really into you. But then after that, then once you get the goods, then you start changing. You become a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on the person.
But once
you understand what I'm saying?
It's a sexuationship. Listen, if it's only sex, no one should be wearing their emotions on their sleeve. Simple and plain. Like I said, there's levels to this shit. There's rules and regulations. And if you can't handle it, don't step into it. Because there's people out there that have been in sexuationships for years, and everything is working fine for them. Everybody's playing by the rules. Nobody is putting things on Facebook. Nobody's putting things on Instagram. Nobody's calling somebody 1 o'clock in the morning through Facebook or whatever. Yeah, nobody's doing all that. Everything is discretion. See, that's the whole thing. That's the thing a lot of people are forgetting is discretion. But once again, if you're that emotional type person, you shouldn't be getting involved. Simple and plain. If you can't handle it, don't deal with it. I mean, listen, I'm allergic to shellfish. You don't see me going to Red Lobster ordering shrimp. Hell no. So why would I do it? But a lot of
some people
are allergic to peanuts, and they going right to the Planters factory.
Oh, hell yeah. They go ahead and have some Planters, and it's like then later on they get sick. Like, oh, shit, what the hell?
Yeah, and then they don't wonder what happened because – you was chilling in the Planters factory. You know you wasn't supposed to be there. You know you wasn't built for this shit, so why did you do it? Don't do it. That's all I'm saying. All
right, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah, of course.
It's easier said than done.
Don't put yourself
in a situation that you don't want to be in.
Right, but it's,
you know,
still easy. Once again, I'm still going to say that's easier said than done.
No, it is. Because you know what, some guys,
it's easier said than done, because it may start off like that, but like Lady T said, if like I said, if I'm gonna hit, if this is somebody that I want to hit off all the time, sometimes emotion is gonna get caught up somewhere. Some either both people are gonna catch feelings, or one person is gonna catch feelings somewhere along the line.
Either or, right, somebody's gonna get hurt.
All right,
somebody's gonna get hurt.
Check this out. All right. I got to take a step in another direction. One thing that's a key factor is your level of consciousness. You cannot be on a certain, you got to be on a certain level mentally when doing something like this. You got to be on a certain level when you're entering into that type of agreement. Consciously, you have to be on another level. You can't be on one of them lower thinking levels. You have to be above with it, because there has to be a certain level of understanding. And there also has to be, I mean, I'm sad to say, not to make it sound like a job or something, but there has to be a certain level of commitment. A commitment to yourself, to not allow yourself to get caught up in what you're doing. Just do it.
Oh, you're right.
Certain things you just can't think about. Certain things you just can't stress. Certain things you just can't, like, always reminisce or dwell on. You just do it. If you need to get satisfied for that moment, then you do it. But if you're on a certain level, and I've seen it before, where you and this person's having relations, and then y'all like, okay, listen, hey, I'll catch you on the next one. But you may keep tabs on each other from time to time. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Well, I was just checking in, this, that, and the third. But once again, everybody is on a certain level. You can't be running around. You can't be on that emotional shit and thinking that, oh, well, I'm going to do this. No. If you're an emotional person, sexuationships ain't for you.
Nope.
If you're the type of person that's going to allow yourself to get caught up in somebody else's, as Lady T said, oh, guys be running game. If you're going to allow yourself to get caught up in that, then what happens is on you.
It shouldn't be.
You know what I'm saying? And vice versa to the dudes. If you're going to allow yourself to get caught up, don't get mad. Don't really see it as you getting played. You kind of played yourself. Because part of you knew what you was doing wrong, but you did it anyway. But that's the part that we don't want to admit. So when we run to our friends and tell them all this, oh, she did this, oh, he did that.
Oh, she played
not
me.
Really
oh, she
telling,
played me.
Yeah, but you're not really telling the truth. You're not telling the whole truth, because you knew.
You're not telling the truth that you played yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. 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 You played yourself.
Because you know what? You played yourself, because you know what? You let yourself get, you allowed yourself to be open to it. You understand? You allowed yourself to be open because you should know what is going on. You should have known better. Like, once you see that you're an emotional person, don't get into something that you know you can't handle. Because especially if you've been hurt, if you've gotten, you know, your heart ripped out from, out of you, because you know what, everybody has emotions, and you know what, they'll drive into it, especially if you are already emotional and you meet this person and you're so into person, and the person taps it, and then after that, then all of a sudden you stop hearing from this person. You're like, what the hell is going on here? Hey, wait a minute, I thought we had something here. No, it was, you know, you see her with someone else and you're going off like, yo, what's this, man? Oh, she played me, or I can't believe it. You let yourself be open to that, dude, because you know what? You should have known. Because you know what? She had somebody, and it's like, hey,
listen,
you just decide.
Real talk, 9 times out of 10, we already know.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want to believe. Men and women, 9 times out of 10, you already know. You just don't want to believe.
Already know what?
Because, listen, 9 times. Nine times out of ten, most people listen. You already know what you're going to be a victim. Most of these people out there, when you do stuff like that, you already know you're going to wind up a victim because you put yourself in a situation to not be conscious about what you're doing. You put yourself in a position where you choose not to understand the undertaking of what you're about to do. Sex is not a game. To some, it may be, but in all reality, it's not.
But these days, it's
a very big intimate act. It's a very physical act. Some people can just brush it off. Some people can't. If you can't brush that off your shoulder,
wow.
To a degree, you just shouldn't be rocking with it. You just shouldn't be.
But I think society today makes that very hard for it to just be, you know, for you not to be. Just like you said, sex is a serious thing, but the way that it's so like open now and it's just out there,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, you can get it from any. That's both men and women. It's like penis is everywhere, and so is poop. Poop is everywhere. And that's what I'm saying, even, like, on the internet, like y'all were saying about the process. Why should I pay for that when I could go on Instagram or Facebook, add some chicks or whatever, and I could get that for free? You got these chicks on it that they're giving it away for free.
And that's a crazy part.
They're giving it away for free with a course, too.
Yeah, but see, that's
there's
not,
a course that comes out to it.
I see it like this. This is the best way I feel I can put it. Y'all ready? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, bro.
Don't be that nigga in the PJs with a BMW, and you're going to be pissed off when somebody scratch your shit.
Yep.
Once again, yes, I said it. Don't be the nigga in the PJs with the nice brand new BMW. And you're going to be mad when somebody scratch your shit. Do not be mad. Yes,
then you
I
shouldn't
said
have came to the PJs
like
with that BMW. It was just like
man,
that. You shouldn't have came to the PJs with the, yeah.
You should have bought that house with the garage, park your BMW
mm-hmm.
in it. Or
mm-hmm.
you should stop being cheap and go pay and put it in the damn parking lot.
Mm.
Stop being cheap. Because I can't stand.
No, I can't, listen.
You can't be talking, you know what I'm saying, high fashion and liquor, and you got night train money in your pocket. You can't do that.
In other words, I'll say it before and I say it again. You can't buy a Cadillac by hoopty means.
But a lot of people are going to these dealerships that's giving them this ghost credit, and they out here fronting.
Yeah. But as I said, once again, okay, well, why should I pay for something quality when I could just, like I said, I could go online, add a couple of chicks or whatever, and then guess what? I know she's gonna come through because you know what? She's a thotty. She's gonna come through. She's gonna give me what I want.
Yeah, you get some whack ass game.
She may stalk me. She may stalk me. She may not. And once again, like I said, if you sending me picture, if I'm telling you to send me a picture of what you got, and you send it to me, then that means you ready. And guess what? Oh,
yeah.
I can get that quick, and I ain't gotta pay for nothing. I don't have to pay for that.
Especially when you send them pictures of you butt ass naked, and you send them butt naked pictures to a dude, and it's like, oh, but I'm not serious about him. But some guys
all
take
right,
it as
right
serious.
Then and there. There's a block and delete button for that.
Mm-hmm.
Blocking you and
that's
deleting
right.
you after I hit that, it's done.
Yeah, and you know what? As soon as you see that, like, yo, this is crazy, man. Yo, I can't believe she's sending me. And like you said, see, you're absolutely right. There's a block and delete button.
But why
are
we even letting it get to second base?
Up?
I don't understand that. You did what you needed to do. You understand it's a situationship. That's it.
But some people, it does one time is not enough. That's the crazy part about it.
All right,
it.
Then you're setting yourself
again,
up for whatever comes.
Exactly.
All right, listen. Somebody, you know, it was crazy. Me and somebody just recently had this conversation, and they wasn't happy with their situation, so they was talking about, well, maybe I should get me some randoms. I said, randoms come with random problems.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to do that? But see, once again, this is the type of person who figures that they probably don't want to get that one because they don't want to succumb to whatever emotional situation they may get themselves into. So my thing is, why even do it? Why even take that step? It doesn't make sense. Like I said, with this whole sexuation thing, it's not complicated. It's not rocket science.
You can could avoid it, but then after...
Yours. Yeah, you can go out there and get yours, but yo, listen, just think about what you're doing. But 9 times out of 10, nobody's really thinking.
Like, okay, no, but listen, think, but the, you know what? Some people, nobody thinks anymore about this, man. Listen, people think with other parts. They don't use their brains.
All right, well, maybe the brain, the other brain needs a rest then. Maybe they need to relax
exactly.
that brain for a second.
Relax that brain.
Well,
listen,
you know
what? Here's what you do, and I'm going to be blunt about it. Sleep with some damn ice. Take some ice, right? Take some ice.
Boy.
Sleep with some ice. Put it between your legs. If you feel that heat, hey, the ice will cool it down. Or better yet, here's what you do. Now, this situation, now this solution is very plain and simple. If you can't stand the heat, then get the hell out the kitchen. That means if you can't, if you know you can't handle this situation, be sure to avoid that situation by all means.
You wouldn't know that until afterwards.
Listen.
You wouldn't know that until afterwards.
Exactly.
Most humans are creatures of habit.
After everything is done, that's the only time you will know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You know what you're stepping into. See, you have to know yourself before you turn around and know what you're stepping into. You have to know your own limitations. You have to set boundaries within yourself. It's about discipline.
Exactly.
If you can't be disciplined in your actions, then you shouldn't be going out there doing that. That goes for men and women alike.
And women.
You shouldn't be doing it. You have to be disciplined in whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for just sex, then remember, no emotional attachments. You gotta keep it short and sweet. That's that. Now, if you guys are on some buddy, you know, buddy thing, hey, well, then if that's your buddy, then, yo, y'all got an arrangement, stick to the script. You know what I'm saying? Don't go outside the agreement. Now, if you got a side piece,
I think it's
yo,
music that's
listen,
the problem.
This, huh?
I think it's music. I said I think it's the music that's the problem.
Well, listen, first of all, I don't listen to most of these little dummy jackasses any goddamn way because a lot of them,
yeah,
listen, I don't see, all right, first of all, I know, but my thing is this, how stupid can, I'm sorry, I got to be condescending for a moment. How stupid can you be to listen, and I, once again, I'm not picking on him, but I got to use him as an example. The only reason why, because he's been outed by a few people. How do you listen to a nigga like Drake and you
Thank
know
you.
He don't write his own shit? How do you
exactly.
listen to somebody who don't even, the game that he's spitting ain't even his? How do you
exactly.
do it? How fake,
and you know,
fake have we become? How idiotic
and this,
can you be?
And this is the
Come
sad
on,
part
man.
About it. Everybody, and I'm going to say it in the best way I know how, Brother B, everybody knows how I say it. Everybody trying to be somebody. Everybody
I'm just trying to be me. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? I know who I am, and that's all I'm focused on. If you don't know who you
that's
are,
right.
then
you have a problem.
And that's probably what the problem is. People don't know who they are. You're trying to find yourself
so,
and give yourself that space to know who you are. Before going
right.
out there searching for something that you don't even know if you even want to be involved
right.
with.
If you can't be yourself, if you're not happy with who you are yourself, then you have a serious problem because you know what? You're going to be spending the rest of your life being something that you're not, you know?
Okay, and that's what Instagram and Facebook is for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, social media.
That's
They'll go on
social
media.
That's what it's for. That's
where
most of sexuationships come from. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's where they start from Instagram or Facebook. social media, like, and like I said,
I'm gonna go on Instagram and
yeah,
and
get you a check.
And my thing is, it's even in the what I mean by the music. It's even in something like in the song that, you know, a lot of you. And I'm not going to, like, they don't have songs like they had back in the days with, you know, let me take you out, let me do this. No.
Excuse
even
me.
Even some of these R&B songs ain't even saying like that no more. It's
hell
just,
no.
Oh, I meant
the
to
R&B's like, the R&B's
and,
like, take
and,
off your, take them damn clothes off and let me tap you. You know, that's what they talking about.
But you know
no.
what? It's You know what? But hell, it's more than that. People are just not using their gray matter. People
nope.
will find every reason to not use their brain. And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will find every reason to not have to think. All right, I think I seen the best example. One day I was working somewhere, somebody asked one of my coworkers something, and my coworker said, "Hey, do you have a smartphone?" Well, then use that smartphone to find where you need to be. Instead, why are you asking me if you got a smartphone?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
They don't want to take that extra step. They don't want to do all that. They'd rather just ask somebody and ask another person instead
right.
of navigating
yeah,
their own selves. They don't want to do it. They're lazy.
No, they do. And you know what it is? It's like
and that's
this.
The and that's
like, and
problem.
I'm so glad you said about social media because people use that social media plug at like crazy. They go on there. They see a female and they try to woo that female like crazy. They're like, that's the way I could do it. Instagram.
And it
Facebook.
Might be a male behind that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
page. It might be a male behind the page.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
know.
Absolutely.
You never know.
Never know.
But you know what? That's stupid because guess what? They've been doing that on Jerry Springer for years. All that been men for years and that dude still ain't get the hit, so it's like
you allow yourselves to be bamboozled.
You do.
You allow yourself to be bamboozled and hoodwinked into the situation, and then you want to get mad when shit don't go right.
Oh, when shit
Listen,
hits the
I'm,
fan,
I'm sorry.
All of a sudden, then you want to be mad at everybody. I'm like, don't be mad at everybody. You've done this
because
to yourself.
Because real talk, you can't sit there and be mad at a pimp for smacking you. If you was turning around, well, first of all, what was you doing with the pimp in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You set yourself up for failure. Listen, don't be mad at that chick because she on the phone with the next dude. Dude, she told
and
you what
nothing
it was.
To do with
she said, you ain't my man. We ain't together. I thought we was just doing what we was doing, but now you catching feelings. So, listen, don't get mad. Get mad at yourself. That's the thing. Once again, I keep saying it. I've said it before. Accountability. If you can't be accountable for your own actions, then, yo, maybe you just don't need to do anything. No action. No action will be best
mm-hmm.
for you. If you
but
can't
even
be
in
accountable, own up
Brother
to it.
B, right? Even
yeah.
in the situationship, right? I'm sure
yeah.
you know in the back of your head that the person has a next person or a next person after that. You are not the only one.
But
mm-hmm.
you know what? I don't care. My thing is, listen, I don't care. As long as, listen, you think I go into a restaurant being concerned with everybody else getting? I'm concerned about what I'm ordering. And see, that's the
mm-hmm.
thing.
Exactly.
People need to stop being concerned with what everybody else ordering. Focus
no, but I'm saying
order.
When you're coming into it,
that's
you should know, I should know automatically that they don't have just one person when you're coming into this.
Exactly.
But
you're
right.
not, you're not
the
only one.
See, my motto is, I don't connect, like the SOS song. SOS band song. I don't care about your other girls. Just be good to me.
Be good to me.
Sometimes it may not happen. That's my point that I'm trying to make.
It's not going
to
happen.
You know that the person has somebody. I'm sure you know that. You should keep that
mm-hmm.
in the back of your mind so your emotions don't get caught up. That's my point.
Well, first of all, you know, matter of fact,
yeah, exactly.
Actually, you know what? And I'm going to take this from my own playbook. If you're going to sit back and keep it in your head that somebody else is doing something else, then the person you're with is doing something else, then you don't need to be dealing with them. Because you know what's going to happen.
If we have in this situationship and we taking it even further that we're going to do this a couple more times, I know you're not the only person.
Listen.
Even though you
enjoying
it. That's my point that I'm making.
But then the most
I get that point. But me personally, nah. Listen, why give it thought? When you sometimes real talk, some people just shouldn't be thinking. Even when they do think, if they use their brain, it's just certain things they shouldn't be thinking or thinking about. Because then one thing leads to another, then another thing leads to something else, and then all of a sudden they make this big story or movie in their head, and it ain't even like that. My thing is this,
yep.
Focus on what you're focusing on. If it's me and you, it's me and you. I don't care, and I'm not even thinking about who else you rocking with, because guess what? That ain't none of my goddamn business. Me and you are right here, right now, and that's all I'm concerned about. That's
no,
So now is that a relationship that you're talking about, Brother B? Because that sounds like now you're getting into a relationship. So
No. That's me minding my goddamn business and sticking to my script. That's me and you being two grown adults and say, listen, you do what you do, I do what I do, I meet you here, and then that's that. We don't talk about anybody else's business.
Yeah, we're not talking about
whoever
you with, but I'm sure you with somebody. I'm sure if you're doing sexuationships, it's not one person that you're doing this with.
But,
that's my point that I'm making.
No, and I get that. But some people just don't even need to open that realm of thought, because then
right.
My thing is, once they start thinking about that, see, when you start thinking about that, then that opens the doorway for some emotional response.
Now, Brother B, hold up. Let me get on both sides here. So now, what if that person that you have in the sexuationship, what if they tell you, lady, listen, I got a lady at home, or I live with my lady, or this is the other, but you know what? I'm trying to get at this because you know what? I like it. I want
to
do it.
To your discretion,
what she doing at home ain't making it for me.
Then it's to your discretion. Then that's on you. If you can't handle it, don't step in it. If you can rock with it, then let it rock. But don't step into something that you know you may be cool with for 5 days, but on the sixth day, you're going to be like, you know what? Why you at home when you should be over here? No. That wasn't the arrangement. See, you can't
but
be changing
see, this
the
is
game
what
in a nice
so. What you just said.
But you can't. But listen, yeah, but then you shouldn't be playing ball. You shouldn't be playing ball. If that's going to happen, then you shouldn't be playing ball. Real talk.
That can happen on both
ends. Okay, so wait.
Because you know what? Let me tell you something. You're going to miss that three point shot.
I'm going to flip it. Listen. Okay, so what if, once again, situationship. That person said, yo, I got somebody at home. What she doing at home ain't making it for me. And once again, yo, I'm trying to get this. I want this. And he says, you know what? I want to be with you.
Oh,
but he
shit.
Know you really can't, but he want to be with you.
All right, check this out.
Now, how you going to handle that?
Exactly.
Hold on,
I
want to flip it after that for you.
Okay, I got a little
You got Brother B kind of cornered, Brother B. How you getting out
no,
of
no,
there?
No, me, listen. You ain't got me cornered, Jack. I got a real quick story for you. So what you just said, Big Red, happened to me many moons ago. The chick told me X, Y, and Z. The chick told me X, Y, and Z, and I told her, listen, that ain't none of my business. What you got going on at home ain't none of my business. If we here, we here. And she felt, it was like, wow, that's kind of like brash. You know, that's like, I said, listen, it's not brash, but it's the truth. I said, if you here, you not home for a reason. So there's no need to talk about home if you here. Let's talk about you being here. And what we going to go forward with. Now, what was the other part? Now, what was the other part you were saying, Red, about, oh, I want to be with you type thing? Listen.
Right, okay, I said, if he's...
Oh, listen.
Say,
my,
oh,
my,
so he got the
my,
situation at home.
The next response
he
is, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're asking for. What's that saying? Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it.
Right.
See,
yeah,
my thing is how you gonna want to be with me when you got something at home?
Because what I got at home ain't making it.
Well, listen,
it ain't making it. It's not making it.
Yeah, you know what? Real talk. Depending what you got on now, listen, don't lose the house for the cardboard box. Don't fuck up your house with a cardboard box. See, put some people always, yo, don't, hold up. Yo, real talk, listen, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. Don't fuck up the house with a cardboard box.
What if that's not a cardboard box? What if it's not a cardboard box? What if it's a mansion?
Listen, I'm telling you, don't fuck up the house.
What if that's a mansion?
Yo, it may be a mansion.
What if that's the main dynasty?
Listen. Listen, I can be the biggest mansion in the world, but I'm giving you the cardboard box. That means I'm only giving you what I feel you can get. I'm not giving you the rest. I'm not letting you in like that. We can be cool. We can be cordial. We can sleep together. We can do all of that. Shit, we can probably go out and have dinner. But, yo, check this out. You ain't getting all the rest of that. Don't give up the house.
But you're not listening. What if he wants to give that person? What if he say, you know what, I want to give you the shoes and the socks and the cardboard and the car and everything else? Because you know what I got at home ain't making.
Listen, If he talking about what he ain't got at home ain't making it, and he trying to make a home with you, who's to say that somewhere down the line he ain't going to be running the same shit to somebody else?
Listen, exactly.
You got to think about what you putting yourself into when listening to some of these jokers. And see, that's my thing. Why are you listening to that game? First of all, what's the key word? Game. You listening to him run the game. It's the game. And you're liking it. And you're playing it. But when the game is over, you get mad? Don't get mad because the game's over. Listen, you played a good spades game, but you got caught out there. Okay, let's just chalk that up and leave it to, you know, it is what it is. Don't have no bad sportsmanship. But that's the problem. A lot of bad sportsmanship out there. Once again, don't fuck up the house for the cardboard box. Don't do it.
All right. Well, Lady T, with you, how you going to flip it?
I forgot.
No, damn.
Flip it.
Brother B said it all on all different levels.
That's right.
My thing is, listen, you don't have to be honest. You don't have to be honest about how you move all the time. But at the same time, there's no need to be dishonest either. And see, the thing is, leading people on only can cause more problems. See, a lot of dudes ain't in control of I'll just have to say game. See, I don't do game. It's all about life. That's how I've always been. I'm not gonna present something to you. I'm not gonna sell you. I ain't going to blow the smoke up your ass. If anything, we going to smoke together. But I don't need to blow smoke up your ass. If you ain't a smoker, then I can't deal with it. That's just that. We have to be on that same conscious level. Listen, it's like two people. If they marry and then somebody's stepping out and it's like, listen, we both got something to lose. Then everybody remains cool. Now, you got some people that turn around and be like, yo, I don't care. I'm ready to lose it all. And it's like, see, I can't mess with you because you're dangerous. Because you're willing to screw everything up. You're willing to destroy not only my life but your life because of what? Over some emotional? Why, over some vitamin D or some vitamin P? Using ass. A lot of people don't look at the
picture. Anybody who do that, I call you a sorry-ass sucker because you know what? Listen, the bottom line is this. If you got something good going on at home, then why screw it up? Because you want some easy ways of getting it, whether it's the man or the woman. You know, both. It's like both of y'all will be screwed up because you're playing somebody who's putting their faith and trust in you, who trusts you, who is with you, and you choose to mess it up, you're not, you know what, you just messed up somebody. You messed them up emotionally and physically, and meanwhile, somewhere down the line, karma comes back and bites you in the ass, and then by then it's too late, because guess what, the person you already did it to has since moved on, and you're like, you're old news. You're like an old newspaper that they threw away in the garbage.
But see, if it's a situationship, then it automatically should have been, there's an agreement. There's an understanding. There should be understanding, and there's an agreement. But people wanted to listen, you can't change the game in the ninth inning.
Exactly.
Simple and plain. Now, I understand, yes, things can change, feelings can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, if you're going to do that, then the both of you got to be, you know, on
agreement.
Y'all got to be mature about it. And that's the problem. A lot of people ain't mature about it.
But not a lot
shit.
Of people are not mature about it, because the majority of the people are not mature about it, especially when it comes to that. Like, okay, there's a sexualation, right? But guess what? Some people don't take it as that, because you know what? After a while of getting in, all of a sudden, things start to happen. You understand? Things start happening. People act like nothing's going to happen. Feelings.
Listen, emotions.
That's when you need to use your conscious mind to take a step back.
Yep.
No, I need to take
exactly.
a step back, because I'm worth more than this situationship. I'm not going to go crazy and be bugged out over this dude because he doesn't want me anymore. I'll pass.
It's easier said, and you know what's sad about it? It's easier said than done.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Don't get into something.
Don't get
that
into
you,
it.
Listen, what's the
purpose?
Right,
it's still
if
easier
you
to say that, oh, don't get into it. See, everybody, my thing is this. Okay, before y'all get into it, I'm just saying. The thing is, everybody wants to feel wanted. Let me just say it like
yeah.
that. Everybody wants to feel wanted. Everybody wants to feel love, whether it's sex, whether it's love, whether it's something. Everybody wants to feel something.
Get a dog.
So even if it's just a sexual relationship, you're still feeling something. And
get a dog.
Feeling something you just,
get a pet. Get a parrot. Get a pet.
Get an animal. You want to feel love, get an animal.
Okay, that's fine. But it's nothing like human contact. Everybody wants to have that human contact.
Okay.
And they want it to
just
be
know
the
what the risk.
Love,
just
whatever.
Know what the risk is going to be getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
there's risk that comes with it.
That's getting into it.
Yeah,
major
if you
risk.
Listen, if you're going to turn around and just like throw caution into the wind, then if you're going to spit into the sky on a windy day, expect to get hit in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Expect to get
or
hit
somebody
in the
else.
Face.
Or somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It don't
and
have to necessarily
else,
be you.
And if somebody
it don't
else
have to necessarily
face,
be you that get hit in the face with the spit.
If
this
you know,
shoe get,
if you
get
know,
prepared
okay.
to get slapped.
Okay, if you know that, you know, you're in the beach and you know crabs like to snap at people. You know they like snapping. Now, they've warned you several times, please don't put your foot in the water because you know what? You're going to get snapped by a crab. But you still insist on getting, you're like, oh, I don't care. I'm still getting inside the water. Step inside the water, all of a sudden, then the crab snaps your toe. You're like, oh, shit, like, damn. They warned you several times not to do it, but you went ahead and did it anyway, and you got snapped. That's the way it is with these sexual relationships. If you know that these things are bad, and you go ahead and do it anyway like this, oh, I don't care, man, please, I'm just hitting and split. Yeah, hitting and split, guess what? You hit it, and guess what? A problem comes around. And you're going to be stuck with that problem.
Well,
think
not
about
it. For it. Don't get into it. It's simple
exactly.
as that. It's your choice, though.
Yeah, well, men look at it as, you know, I say more, you know, sometimes some women will be a little more cautious, but men, you know, some men aren't that cautious as they should be.
Nope.
Well, listen, but the whole thing is a lot. Listen, there's a lot of dudes out there that don't have that emotional attachment. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really. They're emotionally. They're not there. So, I mean, come on. Once again, you got to pick your poison. If you listen,
and
if
they're
you
also
know
emotionally
available.
Not attached. Brother B, hold on. They're not emotionally attached because they know they have another sexuationship, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving away the female
mm-hmm.
playbook. But we ain't going to be concerned because we got the next dude on the side anyway. So,
right.
Hey.
That's right. And I respect that gangster. I respect your gangster. I can rock with that, but some dudes can't. Listen, my whole thing is this. You can't be looking for all right, look at the story. Look at Popeye. If anybody's
yeah.
familiar with it. You had olive oil. Olive oil was
right.
the most indecisive chick in the world. 1 minute with Bluto, next
she,
minute with Popeye. 1 minute she ain't know what she wanted. She ain't know what she wanted. And then
when
she Popeye opened up a can of spinach and knocked Brutus out, what's the first thing he do? She ran over to Popeye. That's some sucker shit right there. That's some
right.
real sucker shit. And if I was Popeye,
right, but you
I
have
would
women that
would
do that, though.
Yeah, you have women
I'd
out there. I would
right
say
on.
That.
Yeah, but see, but you know what? Dude, if you a real G, you wouldn't even accept that. Because,
yep.
you know what I'm saying? It's obvious
right.
that her love or attraction for you was conditional. It was
mm-hmm.
conditioned.
Yeah, you got some
it was
dudes that had to feed their egos, though. They feed their
yeah,
egos.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Man, listen, that ego thing, I don't rock with that, man. Hell with that ego shit, man. That's
Please.
What gets your ego gets you in trouble.
That
ego
gets
you feeling
in
certain.
Trouble. Because
and,
you know
and
what?
We're gonna hold on. Take it away. Vroom, vroom.
There we
go. Vroom, vroom.
Hot Rod.
Vroom, vroom. Hot Rod is here. Hot Rod, bring in the noise.
Let's hear what he got to say. What you bring in, Hot Rod?
No. No.
Bring it.
No, damn.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to tell my woman, you know, like it is, you know, sometimes. Because
oh, damn.
I'm the man of the house. I don't move things around here, you know.
We just heard somebody get smacked over the phone. Is that you, Hot Rod?
Oh, nah. Let me put on my mute button.
That's the king of kings. See, that's why you ladies are jealous of me. Because I could control things around here.
Oh, damn.
I got everything on lockdown.
Oh,
now, if you don't mind, I have to go hide for a little bit because I'm feeling some evil presence nearby me. That's all.
Oh, boy.
But,
oh, damn.
But why is this bringing up the ego thing again?
Oh,
Lisa, why are you bringing up the ego thing again? There's nothing wrong.
Because I've seen many men with this bullshit ego that, oh, pardon me, y'all, but that once you see that with
damn.
Y'all ask me, right?
She
okay.
Got, she got haters.
Damn.
Well, trust me.
Damn.
There's something to Hot Rod that's talking about, so. Go ahead, Tisha.
That got this ego thing, I'm going to say. I'm going to keep the cuss word out. That got the ego
oh,
thing
man.
That they need to feed
but
it with women and women and women and women. You not a pimp. I mean, look at old school Snoop Dogg, and he's like a little pussycat now behind his woman trying to make sure she stay with him forever. Come on,
But see, that's a bad example. After all that, he's still with his woman, and he still had his cake and
no,
eat it
but
too.
He had
There's
to work. He had
that.
To work hard to get her back. I'm sorry. Y'all didn't see?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, come
what,
on. That's what happens.
Yep.
That's the same thing with T.I. See, that's why.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not going to mess with you ladies no more, and this is why I'm going to stick to my white woman. But the white woman didn't listen, okay?
Oh, please. Here we go with the white woman thing again. Come on.
I'm just saying. You
Where
fight,
the white
you told,
woman at?
Yeah. Well, you so many black ladies like to fight too much, to get too angry, too emotional. About these
oh,
and so do the white women. Didn't you see Tiger Woods' boo?
Well, not. Well,
she damaged that man.
She handles his shit, man.
Tiger Woods. You know what the problem was? He embarrassed her. That was
yeah.
the problem. See, white women. Uh-huh. Some of them, they know. Listen, a lot of them know the game. They know what their men are doing. But the whole thing is they looking at the benefits of it. Because some of them can tolerate it. Some of them can't. Some of them don't want that. Some of them just like, whatever, as long as I get what I need to get out of the deal. But don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. And then as soon as your shit is out there on Front Street and somebody gets embarrassed, it's like, yo, what did I ask you to do? I asked you not to embarrass me, and you did it. Now I got to screw you. I got to get you. I got to destroy you.
Yep. Yes, she said. She said, fall.
And say, it happens, you know. Once in a blue moon. But don't worry, T-shirt and the rest of you ladies. You still go have the hot rod anytime when you're ready. I'm here.
No, I'm down.
Please.
I'm just saying, listen. Let's give me 3 minutes. I guarantee you a beautiful baby. That's all. You know.
Give you.
So you come with conditions. Huh, I'll pass. I'm good.
Of course.
Yeah.
And see, you know what? And see, that's another thing.
That chocolate factory is closed.
Listen. Damn right.
Oh, damn.
That chocolate factory.
Okay, but
that's another thing. People put terms and conditions on things. Sometimes you just can't do that. Like sometimes it just has to be an unconditional thing. It is what it is.
Yeah, but isn't that part of the wall? You talk about many times in the past how some people, especially females, put up a wall because they're afraid to get hurt or they're afraid,
you know what? Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
This has always been my thing. If you got a wall up, that's cool. Keep it up. I'm not trying to knock it down. If you want to take out the brick, then that's on you. But I'm not trying to knock it down. Keep doing what you're doing. Because you know what? That wall doesn't affect me, you being cool. See, listen, sex is not always the main focus.
Nope.
But if a lot of dudes, not. And listen, I know, and now, wait a minute. I know I shouldn't be saying this. Listen, I know I shouldn't be saying this. But I can say it because I know a lot of MFers ain't listening. If you focused on something else other than the ass, you get a whole lot more.
And now, why do something crazy like that?
Is that running game, Brother B? Is that running game or you being upfront, you being honest with your emotions? Or is that game?
Oh, me? No, to me,
in general,
I'm talking about guys, in
general. Is that game or is that real talk?
So listen, to me, it's real talk. Because, listen, I've never focused – listen, when I was in high school and stuff, I focused on the ass. But then I realized if you focused on some other thing, you get way more than just ass. If you focused on, you know, like just basic communication, just the things that mean more than just getting that, you'll get the ass.
Yep.
And you'll get more than that. You'll get a cup, a soda, and a soup on the side.
I'm just going to keep it quick and simple. The bottom line is this: there's more important things to a damn body. Try to understand the person's mind and try to understand what is inside the person before you're thinking about getting the damn drawers. I mean, damn it.
Hell no. I need to know about the money. I need to know about the drawers. Hello. What the hell is on that lovely?
You know what I mean. Shit, there's more in the mind.
Well, this has been a great one. Lady T, Hot Rod, King Dog, Big Red.
Big Red,
we gotta
do
this again.
I love you, Big Red.
Big Red, danger, Big Red.
Big Red.
Absolute tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Hot Rod. Less than 10 seconds. I don't know.
I'm stuck with the white guy at work tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to make it to work.
No, oh, okay. Well, we'll pray for you.
Thank you.
On that note, thank you, everyone. We got another one in the can. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Y'all.
Good night.
Peace out.
Hey, later.
Later.